Next up is agenda item 6. That's PR 2024-010292, minor plat 2025-00050. It's a request for minor preliminary and final plat submitted by Tim Aldrich as agent for Vanita B. Steerwood, who requests the aforementioned action for all or a portion of lots tracks 1 through 3, Parkland Hills Edition, zoned R1D, located at 800 Carlisle Place Southeast at the southeast corner of Carlisle Place Southeast and Hermosa Drive Southeast, containing approximately 0.3492 acres. Mr. Aldrich, are you there, sir?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. I know we want to get you sworn in on each matter. If you'd please state your mailing address for the record.
Tim Aldrich, Aldrich Land Surveying, P.O. Box 30701, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87190.
Thank you, sir. And please raise your right hand. And do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
Tim Aldrich. I'm agent for Vanita Steerwood, also known as Missy Steerwood. The purpose of this plat, as can be seen, this is an older subdivision from the 1930s when people would buy several lots and build the houses and they go across lot lines. So the Steerwoods would like to add an addition to the existing home, but they could not get a building permit for that addition because it didn't meet requirements because of the existing lot lines. So we took this on to eliminate those lot lines within the tract. And that's the purpose of this. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
Let's see if there's any public comment, and then if so, you'll have the chance to respond. So for everyone here in attendance, this is agenda item 6, a request for minor preliminary final plat at 800 Carlisle Place Southeast. Please raise your hand if you'd like to speak on that item. Scrolling through the participants, and I don't see anyone with a hand raised. Again, please raise your hand to provide public comment on agenda item 6. Last call for public comment on agenda item 6. Okay, Mr. Aldrich, doesn't appear that there's any public comment. We'll go ahead and proceed to the DFT specialty members for their comments, beginning with the Water Authority, Mr. David Gutierrez. Can you please raise your right hand, sir? Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, Water Authority has no objections. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Excuse me. Next up is Hydrology, Mr. Tiquan Chen. Please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Tiquan Chen, Hydrology. Hydrology has no objection. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Next up is Transportation, Mr. Ernest Aramico. If you'd please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Okay. Both Carlisle Place and Hermosa are both local roads and require 5-foot sidewalk with 4 to 6 foot landscape buffer. You have shown Carlisle Place with 3.5 foot sidewalks, did not show Hermosa sidewalks. Please provide a diagram with sidewalks and buffers dimensioned. Sidewalk widening is required on Carlisle and possibly Hermosa. If you're unable to provide proper sidewalk width, you can request a determination letter. So just to let the rest of DHO staff know that Mr. Aldrich did send me information this morning, and I did help him with a letter. I don't believe it's there. It's in the file yet, as it was just this morning. I'll make sure to add a copy of the file to the letter to the file. That way we have it as part of ours. But based on the letter that I've seen, I'm satisfied with it for the determination. And I have no objection.
Thank you, Ms. Armijo. Let's see. I see Jay Rodenbeck with the hand raised. If we could get sworn in on this item, please raise your right hand. And do you swear or affirm to tell the truth? Go ahead, sir.
Rodenbeck, I believe I have that letter, Ernest. This is, no. One second, I'm going to share this so it's on the record, and then I'll forward it to Angela Gomez to put on file.
Thank you.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. Ernest, is this what you're referring to?
Yes, it is.
Awesome.
Great. Thank you. Anything further, Mr.
No, sir.
Thank you, sir. Any questions or comments, Mr. Eldridge?
No, sir, and thank you very much for the help on this, Ernest. I appreciate that.
Thank you, sir. Let's go next to code enforcement, who will be delivering those comments.
I will be Mr. Hearing Officer Marcelo Ibarra.
Thank you, Mr. Ibarra. Please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
Code enforcement didn't provide any comments for this particular request.
Thank you, sir. That takes us to parks and recreation. Oh, let's see. Before we go there, let's go to Mr. Rodenbeck.
This is Jim back. Sorry, I thought no. I got a comment, but I'll add it at the end of the meeting.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Let's go next to Ms. Whitney Phelan, if you please, from Parks and Recreation. Please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do, sir.
Go ahead. Thank you.
Thank you. Parks and Recreation has no comments or objections to the requested action. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Phelan. And that takes us to the Planning Department comments. We'll be delivering those.
I will be. Mr.
Thank
Hearing
you,
Officer,
Mr. Ibarra.
Marcelo Ibarra.
Go
Yes.
ahead, sir.
Okay, same as the previous one, if infrastructure is needed, an infrastructure list, IIA, Infrastructure Improvements Agreement with financial guarantee will be required. And also the standard comments for the comments for the plotting action, which are the DXF file in this case. Prior to final sign-off of the plat, the AG's office must approve the DXF file and proof of approval must be submitted. Also, the date of the DHO approval shall be recorded on the final plat, and the project and application numbers must be added to the plat. With Mr. Armijo mentioning the determination, also a note must be added to the plat indicating the determination requested from the DHO, along with the approval. And that's the end of my comments.
Thank you, Mr. Ibarra. Let's go to Mr. Rodenbeck.
Excuse me, sir.
Oh, yes. Go ahead, Mr. Aldrich.
Yes. Tim Aldrich, Aldrich Land Surveying. Mr. Abera, is that standard note pertaining to the determination?
That is correct.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Aldrich. Go ahead, Mr. Rodenbeck.
Thank you, Mr. Hearing Officer. This is Jay Rodenbeck. Tim, is there an infrastructure list for this plat?
No, there isn't.
Thanks for that confirmation. And Mr. Hearing Officer, I just want to note it's 11:14. We've got another, I believe, four cases after this one. I just want to throw in the suggestion that maybe we have a recess after this case. Just a suggestion.
That's a good suggestion. Thank you, sir. Okay, let's see, Mr. Aldrich, anything else you'd like to add or any questions for the DFT?
No, sir. Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you very much. And I believe this matter is ready for decision. Bear with me one second. Okay, so this is agenda item six. It is PR 2024-010292, minor plat 2025-00050, request for preliminary final plat. And I hereby approve the said application project number with the associated determination, a sidewalk determination, because the application meets all the applicable requirements of the IDO, the DPM, and other adopted city regulations with the following conditions. First, prior to final sign-off of the plat, the AGIS office must approve the DXF file and proof of that approval must be provided. Next, the date of the DHO approval shall be recorded on the final plat. Next, the project and application numbers must be added to the plat. A note must be added to the plat indicating the approved determination by the DHO has been approved. And that concludes agenda item six. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.